Welcome back, everyone. We're diving into a company today that you might not know by name, but trust me, they're a silent giant pulling a lot of strings behind the scenes of the tech world. They're called ASML.
Yeah, they kind of got this, I don't know if monopoly is the right word, but it's close. They have a handle on a technology that affects pretty much all of us, from our smartphones to, you know, even global politics.
So ASML, what is it? What do they actually do?
Well, they're a Dutch company, and they are the only supplier, the only one making these machines called extreme ultraviolet lithography machines, EUV machines for short.
Yeah.
And those machines, those are what make all those super advanced computer chips we hear so much about, the brains of our devices, basically.
Okay, so I get that it's high tech and everything, but like, what do we picture when we hear EUV machine? Help us visualize it.
I think, picture a bus, right? Like a full-size bus. Now make it cost over $200 million.
Okay, starting to get a picture now, not your average piece of equipment.
Definitely not. And each one of these machines, they got over 100,000 parts in them.
Seriously, 100,000 parts? No wonder no one else is making them. So ASML builds these super expensive, crazy complex machines that can make advanced computer chips. Who are their customers, though? I mean, who's buying these things?
Oh, it's the who's who of the tech world. You've got your TSMCs, your Samsungs.
Big names for sure.
Even Intel.
Wait, Intel? I thought they made chips. Why would they need to buy from ASML?
Yeah, they do. But they've kind of fallen behind a bit.
Oh, I see.
And now they need ASML's tech to, you know, to try to get back in the game, which really tells you just how crucial this technology is.
So basically, everyone who's anyone in the chip world needs to play by ASML's rules.
More or less, yeah.
Okay, so back to EUV lithography. We keep hearing that term, but I think we need to break it down a bit. What's so special about it? Why is it the only way to make these crazy powerful chips?
Well, it's all about size, really. Imagine trying to write like the entire Library of Congress, all the books, on something as small as, I don't know, a postage stamp?
Whoa, yeah, I get it. That's basically what they're doing with these chips, fitting billions of transistors onto a tiny, tiny surface.
Exactly. And EUV lithography, that's the only way we know how to make patterns that small. It's basically the pen, the super precise pen that lets you write that Library of Congress on the postage stamp.
And those tiny, tiny transistors, those are what make our phones faster, our laptops more powerful, all of that, right?
Exactly. And it's not just our tech now. This tech is super important for future stuff, too. Yeah. Self-driving cars, more advanced AI, you name it. They all need this level of miniaturization.
So ASML basically controls this really powerful tech that everyone needs, and they're the only ones who have it. Kind of sounds like a monopoly, right? Is that a good thing, a bad thing?
That's a good question. I mean, it definitely gives them a lot of power, right? They basically control how fast technology can move forward in a lot of areas. And of course, that attracts a lot of attention, you know, from governments especially.
Yeah. We've seen the U.S. government put a lot of pressure on ASML not to sell those machines to certain countries like China. That's getting pretty serious.
Oh, absolutely. The U.S. is concerned that if China gets a hold of those, they could catch up in a lot of areas, you know, things like AI, supercomputing, all that. It's become a big deal for national security, even.
It's crazy to think this company in the Netherlands is suddenly a major player on the world stage. But with all this power, you'd think somebody would be trying to compete with them. Like, are there any other companies even close to what ASML does? I mean, it seems impossible that nobody else is even trying to, you know, catch up. Is anyone even attempting to compete with ASML and this whole EUV thing?
Well, there are some companies using older tech.
Yeah.
Like what we call DUV lithography. But yeah, for the really cutting edge EUV, ASML is basically it.
Okay, so who are these companies using the older stuff? Any names we might recognize?
You might, actually. You've got Nikon, Canon. They've been in the lithography game for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But these days, yeah, mostly those DUV machines. They're still good for some chips, you know, less advanced stuff. But not for the really powerful ones that, you know, everyone wants.
So like the flip phone makers of the chip world, still around, but not the stars anymore?
I guess you could say that, yeah. They haven't given up entirely like Nikon and Canon. They're still kind of trying with EUV, but it's a tough tough climb to catch up to ASML. They're just that far ahead.
So ASML is pretty untouchable for now, it sounds like. But what about those other technologies we talked about, like nano imprint lithography or what was it, directed self-assembly? Could those be a threat to ASML down the line?
It's possible. I mean, nano imprint, for example, it uses like a mold to make the patterns on the chips, like a high-tech stamp.
You know? Oh, so instead of using light to, like, etch those tiny patterns, they're pressing them in? That's pretty clever.
It is. And some companies are looking into that because it could be a lot cheaper, to make chips that way. But it's got a ways to go before it's really ready.
What about the other one, the sci-fi sounding one? Directed self-assembly, where does that stand?
Oh, that's a really interesting one. It's like imagine molecules that can arrange themselves, like build a specific patterns, almost like self-assembling robots,
Whoa.
It's still very early stages though, way too early to be a real threat to ASML right now.
Okay. So it sounds like ASML is pretty safe for now, but it's more than just the tech itself, right? I mean, it takes more than just a cool machine to be a global leader.
Yeah, for sure. One thing ASML does really well is collaboration. They've got really strong relationships with their customers, the companies making the chips, and their suppliers too.
So it's not just about building a machine alone, it's about working with everyone involved.
Exactly. Like they work a lot with this German company, Carl Zeiss. They make really high precision optics. Like the lenses, they're essential for EUV lithography. It's a real partnership, helps both of them.
They push each other further by working together, makes sense. Okay, let's zoom out a bit though. Back to the big picture. We talked geopolitics a little, but it's worth a deeper look. This US-China thing over ASML's tech, like, what are the stakes here? What are we really talking
I
about?
mean, the stakes are huge, right? These chips, they're the heart of basically every advanced technology we have, from, the obvious stuff like phones, computers, but also AI, even military systems.
So it's not just about who has the coolest gadgets. We're talking national security, global power, the whole thing.
Exactly. The U.S. is worried that if China gets free access to these machines, it could really shift things, in a lot of key areas. And it's not just the U.S. A lot of countries are concerned about this.
It's kind of mind-blowing to think that this one company in the Netherlands is at the center of all this. So where do we go from here? What's next for ASML as they, try to handle all of this?
Yeah, it's a pretty wild situation when you think about it. So where do we go from here? What's the future look like for ASML? Well, predicting the future is always risky, especially in tech. But I mean, we could look at some trends, make some educated guesses, I guess, about the challenges, maybe opportunities ahead for ASML.
Oh, okay, let's put on our futurologist hats for a minute. What
Yeah.
do you see as the biggest hurdles ASML might face going forward?
It's kind of funny, but one of their biggest challenges is their success.
How so?
Well, they're so dominant right now, makes them a big target. Everyone's going to be trying to like disrupt them, find a way to knock them off the top.
Makes sense. Like they're on top of the mountain, everyone else is trying to climb up and take their spot.
Yeah, exactly. But ASML, they're not just sitting back, they've always been about innovation, pushing the limits. They're already working on the next like generation of EUV, even smaller, even more powerful chips.
So they're kind of competing against themselves in a way, trying to like outdo what they've already done.
Yep, pretty much. They set the bar for everyone else, but the demand keeps growing. Everyone wants more power, more miniaturization. We're talking 3-nanometer chips now. It's only going to get smaller.
It's crazy to even think about.
Yeah.
What about those alternative technologies, the ones we talked about? Could they like catch up to ASML at some point, pose a real threat?
Maybe. It depends, right? On when, on how. Those technologies, they're still early days. They've got a lot of obstacles, like actually making them at scale, keeping costs down, making sure they're reliable. And ASML, they have a huge advantage in all those areas. Not to mention their, partnerships. They've built a lot of strong relationships in the industry.
It's kind of a classic David and Goliath story, right? With ASML being Goliath, of course.
Yeah, you could say that.
But history has shown us that even giants can fall and underdogs can, rise to the top.
Oh, for sure. That's why it's important to, keep an eye on those other technologies. They might not be competitors today, but tomorrow, who knows? And ASML knows that. They're investing a lot in R&D, exploring all kinds of avenues, trying to stay ahead of the game.
It's a high-stakes game for sure. And not just about the tech itself either. We've got the whole geopolitical thing going on too, and that can really throw a wrench in things.
Yeah, absolutely. The U.S.-China rivalry is a perfect example. The restrictions the U.S. has put on ASML, it could have big consequences down the line. Could actually push China to really focus on developing their own homegrown EUV tech.
So ASML could end up creating their own competition by being caught in the middle of, global power struggles.
It's possible, yeah. It just shows how delicate things are for ASML. They got to keep everyone happy, governments all over the world, but also look out for themselves,
Okay, so we've got potential disruptors, a global power struggle, and ASML trying to walk this tightrope. That's a lot to take in. What does all of this mean for, the average person?
I think it means the future of tech, and really the future of how we live, is tied to this company, a company most people haven't even heard of. But whether they succeed or fail, it's going to have big ripple effects on the global economy, prices of our devices, everything, even the pace of innovation in things like AI, healthcare, all that.
It's pretty amazing to think about the impact of this one company.
Yeah, it is. But that's what's cool about, you know, knowledge. The more we understand about how these things work, the more we see how everything's connected, you know?
Well said. So next time we're on our phones or using our laptops, we'll have a whole new appreciation for the role ASML plays in all of it. Thanks for taking us on this deep dive. It's been really fascinating.
Happy to do it. Always fun to explore these topics, see how things work.
And to all our listeners, thanks for joining us. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into something, something that'll make you think. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and as always, keep diving deep.